This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3729 for Thursday, the 17th of November, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Contributing to SuperTuxcart. It is hosted by Celeste and is about 15 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, explaining the workflow to contribute to this FOSS game with media assets.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. And this is a bit of an experiment, a recording experiment, because as I usually tend to make way too long audio messages while I drive, I put the phone in recording mode to a friend of mine. And I stopped recording, and when I stop the car, I stop the recording. And my friend does that too. So we exchange these long messages. So I thought, hey, let's make a car rambling podcast while I drive. And I will stop the recording when I reach the destination. So about 15 minutes, I guess. Right now as at a traffic light. So today's topic is about how to contribute to SuperTuxcart, a game which from now on I will call SuperTuxcart, because you know I'm Italian and saying the U is so strange. It's so strange. It sounds so bad to me. I will name the penguin Tux, not Dax. So SuperTuxcart. For those who don't know it, it's a 3D racing game mainly for GNU Linux under a free and open source license. And not only the engine is free and open source, but also all the assets. So I think it's a great opportunity for those of you who are interested in 3D graphics or audio production, or they are 2D artists even, to join making some improvements to the game. Obviously, you can also contribute if you are a programmer in C++, but you know, you expect that a software needs programmer, but a video game also needs artists from every possible spectrum, every possible subject, from graphics, 2D graphics, 3D graphics, audio, animation too. Animation is a really difficult part for artists. So if you know that or you're studying animation, it's a great contribution you can give to the project. So about this stuff, I want to say that you will have to release your work under a Creative Commons share alike or similar, one of the Creative Commons licenses, so that first the artwork can be incorporated into the main game or in the add-ons website, and secondly, you will probably, you are encouraged to share not only the end result, but also the project files. I'll try to explain. When you build some assets, being that audio or a picture, you have two files. One project file, for audio, it would be Ardour maybe, Audacity project, while for a 2D drawing, it may be a Krita project, or GIMP, Inkscape, or 3D Blender. So the original source file, so that others can make changes and adapt it. On the other hand, you don't include the Blender file in the game, you will include only an exported model in the in a specific format that the game wants. Same for the textures. You won't include the Krita file in the Sorry, a friend calling me with the old Nokia tune, and that's part of the show, I guess. I will cut it. Okay, the call is finished. What I was saying. Yeah. So you don't include the Krita project or Inkscape file into the main game. You will include probably a PNG, properly scaled, because you won't include a 4K resolution PNG into the into a small texture that is used in a little part of the model. It's a complete waste of resources, and it will slow the game, or it will make it load so much stuff in the RAM that it won't run on low-end devices. So you will have the source files at full resolution with a license that others can, so that others can edit it and change it, and the production file. So to guide you, these there are two repositories. One for the code, it's called SDK code on GitHub, and one on SVN. Yeah, it uses SVN, which is called the media repo, which only has every possible source file of the tracks, of the tracks, of the carts, of the arenas. Everything is there, and you want that. Why you would download the entire media repo with the source file? The answer is that if you are creating a track, you will be able to import already made props, already made trees, benches, houses, maybe some Skydome. The Skydome is the a closed area which represents the sky in video games. I don't know how to give a better idea. It's like a sphere but seen from the inside, and it acts as a proxy of a sky. So I was saying, you don't include the real source file with the game. You will include only the production one. Which tools will you need to contribute in some way? Okay, so I was saying, one of the benefits about trying to contribute to the assets, maybe with adding a character, you learn the workflow of a real game by doing so. You learn that will have to interact with the already existing style. So if you're an artist, you will be forced to match the style of the rest of the game. So it maintains the consistency. Also, you will be able to publish your end product, maybe your character with the card, or in the main game, or if it's not possible in the main game, you will be able to publish it in the add-on website. So SuperText Card maintains this big add-ons website where everyone can add stuff, and it's directly integrated into the game. So from the main screen of the game, there is an add-on section, and if you are connected to the internet, you can download what you want from that without even opening a browser. And it's very convenient, and people will be able to find out your and even rate your product, your creation. So this is also useful if you are starting as a curriculum, as a portfolio of your work, so to show to an employer. To showcase, hey, I can do this, I can do 3D model, I can animate it, I can do textures, I can integrate into a bigger environment with different tasks for every person. I'm able to do that. And I think it can be appreciated because it's also published on the internet and can be verified by the employer. I always confuse employee and employer, sorry. Employer, I would say. Okay, so if you're making 2D or 3D stuff, the process changes a bit. It's a lot easier for 2D stuff. So you just have to pick up GIMP or Krita if you are hand drawing something, and that's it. You don't need any other software or plugin. It's a different story if you're talking about 3D. Then you need Blender. You need to read the documentation on the SuperTax Card website. They give you the link to a plugin for Blender that acts as a middleware between the Blender file and the SuperTax Card format that will be used in the game. So it adds a new export option, and it lets you edit the metadata of your creation. For instance, if you're creating a track, you can specify the name, the preview picture, and similar stuff. You can also specify the checkpoint on the track, so that when you fall down the track, you are reset on at the checkpoint. And sorry, there's a crossing. Okay. part of the car driving podcast problem. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Okay, I was talking about 3D and Blender. Okay. So you can edit all the metadata, you can add the wheels and tell the game that this 3D model is a wheel for a cart. This 3D model is the front light of the cart. This 3D model, and so on and so on and so on. You will specify all things that the game needs to know to properly function. And then you export the project, and you can unload the exported stuff. You can load the exported stuff to the add-ons website. This is a general idea of how it works, so you can get started. If you are starting with 2D, no problem. If you are starting with 3D, I highly suggest you to begin by making a character. Or simply opening the existing source file from the media repo and then trying to make a character, because it's much easier than a track. The track is really more error prone. There is so much going on. There is you need to specify in the track, you need to specify the path in order to guide the AI characters on the track. You need to specify some way, somehow, the collisions. You need to, and so it's much more complex, and it's much more difficult to troubleshoot too. I mean, the developers tried to make a 3D track editor, but they also state in the documentation that it's completely broken. So I would say like that. Try with Blender, try making a character, explore the existing project, explore the existing source file, and only after that maybe try to make a track. Anyway, remember to tinker with it, try and let me know how it goes. Maybe we will see new characters from HPR listeners, who knows. It's all from me today, and see you next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.